USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court ruled moments ago that Joe Kennedy, a high school football coach, has a constitutional right to pray at games. The vote was 6-3, saying the Bremerton School District unlawfully violated his First Amendment rights. So-called trigger laws took effect in several states quickly after Roe was passed down to the states by the Supreme Court on Friday. Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt.
Here in Missouri, the people's voice has already made clear that Missourians respect the sanctity of human life. We believe that without the explicit protection of the right to life, all liberties are under attack, which is why the importance of this day cannot be overstated. I am humbled to be a part of this and the first Attorney General in the country to effectively end abortion.
The Colorado Avalanche won the Stanley Cup Finals overnight by beating Tampa Bay 2-1 in Game 6. USA Radio News.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running the business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, 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 oh,
oh, oh. Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code radio and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
President Biden will be in Germany's G7 meeting most of the day, dealing with topics Ukraine war, the climate, food security, and gender equality. A political shift is beginning to take hold across the United States as tens of thousands of suburban swing voters who helped fuel the Democrat Party's gains in recent years are becoming Republicans. More than 1 million voters across 43 states have switched to the Republican Party over the last year. The nation's baby formula crisis gets some relief in Texas.
A huge shipment of baby formula is now on the ground in Texas. A cargo plane carrying 150,000 pounds of baby formula from Germany arrived at Houston's Bush Intercontinental Airport Sunday. Nearly 100 pallets of Nestle formula were unloaded and is set to be distributed nationwide. The White House saying that's enough to supply over 1.5 million bottles of formula amid the ongoing shortage.
That is Tim Berg reporting on USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Confusion reigned at the San Francisco Civic Center celebration at the end of Sunday's Pride Parade. It had to be cut short after someone started spraying mace near the stage. The incident caused a panic, and in the hour that followed, reports of street brawls as people left the event. San Francisco police said at about 5:25 local time, officers assigned to the Civic Center area for the city's Pride Festival responded to a report of a shooting. The Supreme Court's decision in Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization did not ban abortion, but made it a state's rights issue. Republican Representative Stephanie Bice from Oklahoma on Newsmax says misinformation by lawmakers and mainstream media is why there is confusion among the American people.
This decision, Roe and Casey, the reversal of that, are an important day for the pro-life movement. And states like Oklahoma are pro-life states. This decision gives that power back to the states and back to the people. And I think that that's a message that's being lost here. You know, I just saw your video with Maxine Waters, and certainly people, have the right to protest, and that's as long as it's in a peaceful manner. But it doesn't ban abortion. I think that's being missed here. This is a state's rights issue now, and it puts that back to the people so they can elect elected officials like we have in Oklahoma that protect life.
My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.